Chapter 21. It was Monday night, and Ron was stretched out on the floor, watching TV and reading Damien the Leper for his English class. Then he saw President Kennedy's face come on the screen. He began talking about missiles in Cuba, and saying that the United States was placing a naval blockade around the island. Then he said that any attack on the United States by Cuba would be considered an attack by the Soviet Union, and that we would respond by attacking the Soviet Union. Ron stared. Was the world going to end? Would he never get to grow up? George was out working his second job as a bartender. Marjorie wasn't home. Ron lay there listening to the president, who didn't smile once. Ron loved watching his press conferences because of the way he joked with everyone, but he wasn't in any mood for joking tonight. He wondered if we could beat the Russians. He felt his anger began to rise. He was too young to fight. He wondered if it would make him an exception because of his size. He had broken Richie Diorio's nose. Would that make a difference? After the president was done speaking, a commentator showed a map of Cuba and showed the places where that the missiles could reach. New Jersey wasn't on the map. Did that make a difference? Maybe New Jersey wasn't important enough to be on the map of the United States when they showed it on TV. New York was there. So was Washington. Miami was there. Ron pushed thoughts of Miami out of his head. He had gone there with Marjorie and Rocky a long time ago, and Rocky had taken him fishing. Ron felt something burning in his throat, and then he vomited. The next morning, the world looked very different. There were lines outside of the church when he went to school. They said special prayers in the classroom, and then Mary Salvatore said that they were going over to the church to attend a special mass and pray for peace and for God to give President Kennedy the wisdom to do what was best. Ron stared up at the picture of Kennedy that was on the wall and wondered if the picture would be there if he was not a Catholic. The church was warm and crowded. As the students were marched down the aisle, Ron thought that he heard someone gasp at the sight of them and then begin to cry. Then he saw that many of the women were holding tissues to their eyes. The nuns looked serene. Ron wondered if they were anticipating heaven. The priest, Monsignor Girard, was in the pulpit. Before the Mass began, he said, "I'm sure that our Heavenly Father is pleased to see so many of you in his house today. I'm sure that he wished that his house was this full when people were not frightened. But in his wisdom, he knows that we are weak." Then he turned his back on them and began to celebrate Mass. Ron thought, that sure will make folks feel better. The day wore on, and the tension built. After the first rushes of panic, a sameness about it set in. Almost a grim acceptance. There was a spike in the construction of fallout shelters. In school, they practiced what to do in case of an attack. The nuns assured frightened children that the best place in the world would be in the church. And when things seemed to be inevitable, it was over. The United States had prevailed. Kennedy had backed down the Russians. Ron got a copy of Profiles in Courage from the library and read it. Then he read Why England Slept, although he didn't understand much of it. Then he read The Making of the President. When Reports Cards came out, Ron was moved from the last seat in the last row to the last seat in the middle row. He was seated across from Barbara Infante. She smiled at him. Sometimes when they exchanged papers, they graded each other's papers. Her penmanship was beautiful. She wrote with a light touch. Ron's handwriting was sloppy, and he wrote hard. Marjorie was thrilled with his grades. Of the 16 graded areas, Ron had earned an E in 9 of them. E stood for excellent. Mrs. Mary Salvatore gave him a G in religion. The nun knew that Ron deserved an E, but she just could not bring herself to give it to him. He was a smart boy, and she liked him, but she certainly wasn't going to make the mistake of trusting him. Everything else was either a G for good or an S for satisfactory. Richie was in the first seat of Ron's row. He had gotten straight E's. Things were different after Ron broke his nose. Richie was angry and embarrassed. He was sure that Ron had done it on purpose. They never talked about it, and Ron would have told him that it was just a play and that he didn't mean anything by it. After the Cuban thing and that impressive report card, Ron's popularity began to rise again. He learned that while he hid his love of reading in public school because he didn't want to appear to be brainy, in Catholic school, brainy was good.